Time again for StoryCorps. This project is recording conversations between family and loved ones as they talk about some of the most important moments of their lives. Today, we'll hear how Jim and Marianne Fletcher got together. Jim begins their conversation by remembering when he first saw Marianne.
It was the first day of first grade, and there was this kid who said to me, "That's Marianne Lando. She can read." And I just fell in love with her right there.
9 years later, when we went to the new high school, we started dating, and then we went through college. And I think we were trying hard to grow up and mature in different ways. And so we decided that it was time to try out life apart.
Yes, I asked you to please not get in touch with me, because I knew if I saw you again, I couldn't help myself.
That was the hardest thing I ever did. And so we went our separate ways for 22 years. And then in 2009... I checked my email, and there was a message from Facebook, and it said, "Jim Fletcher has sent you a message." And my heart stopped. We exchanged one message each, and then I said, "This is crazy. There's no reason we shouldn't talk."
I knew 5 minutes after we talked the first time that I was still in love with you. And we decided that we should meet. So I got to O'Hare, and, you know, I've not seen you for years. I'm seeing people with the same hair color. Maybe that's her, maybe that's her.
I heard somebody call my name, and I turned around, and you were there. And you dropped everything. You dropped your coat, you dropped your suitcase, everything to the ground, and just enfolded me in the biggest bear hug. And you looked at me, and you said, "You are every bit as beautiful now as you were when I first fell in love with you." And that's when I knew I never, ever wanted to let you go again.
And we've been together ever since. And every morning I wake up and I know that I'm with the woman I was always meant to be with and always will be with.
Jim and Marianne Fletcher at StoryCorps in Atlanta. Their conversation will be archived with all the others at the Library of Congress. We've got a picture from their junior prom at npr.org.